Hello, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of the AI podcast, Decoding Tomorrow's Intelligence. I'm your host, Eli Schaefer, and we have a really interesting topic today.
Here we're talking about xAI, Elon Musk's AI company, and their brand new AI model, Grok 3. Now, this is not just another AI on the scene. This thing is shaking up to be a real contender to some of the biggest names out there, like OpenAI's GPT-4 and Google's Gemini. So Grok 3, it's not just trying to keep up. It's coming out slinging with some major advancements. Think about it. What if you had an AI that could just analyze any image you threw at it, answer all your questions in detail, and even power some of the features on Musk's own social network, X, formerly Twitter. But here's where it gets really interesting. xAI is claiming that Grok 3 is actually outperforming GPT-4 on certain benchmarks. Now, that's a bold claim. And we'll definitely break down what those benchmarks are and what that really means a bit later. But first, let's talk about what makes Grok 3 so special. One of the biggest things xAI is really touting is its speed and accuracy. I mean, all know how quickly AI has been evolving, but xAI says they've taken it to a whole new level. To give you a sense of the scale here, they're using a massive data center in Memphis filled with something like 200,000 GPUs. Just to train this thing. Yeah, 200,000 GPUs. That's an insane amount of processing power, all dedicated to making Grok 3 smarter and faster. But it's not just about brute force here. They've also expanded the training data to include some pretty unique sources, like, legal filings from court cases. Think about that for a minute. Grok 3 is learning from a much wider range of information than we've ever seen before. And that could lead to some really interesting results, potentially making its responses more well-rounded and sophisticated. But there's one feature in particular that's got everyone buzzing Grok 3's ability to reason. Now, this isn't just your typical AI, spitting out facts. It's more like Grok 3 is actually double-checking its own work before giving you an answer. It's almost like having an AI research assistant that can actually think critically about the information it's processing. And they even have this feature called Big Brain Mode in the Grok app. I know, catchy name, right? It really makes you think about an AI that's operating on a whole other level. But what does that actually mean? How does reasoning in an AI actually work in real-world applications? Those are some of the questions we're going to be digging into as we go deeper into Grok 3. Stick with me. Okay, so we're talking about Grok 3's reasoning abilities. And this is where things start to get really interesting. When you think about traditional AI models, they're amazing at pulling information from these huge data sets. But they don't really think in the way that we do, right? It's just pattern recognition and data processing. At least that's how it's always been. But Grok 3, it's designed to take that next step. It's not just about finding an answer. It's about actually evaluating the information, looking for inconsistencies, maybe even challenge of its own assumptions. Which brings us to another really groundbreaking feature. Deep Search Now, you've probably heard of AI research tools that can scan the entire internet.
Right.
But Deep Search, it goes a step further. It taps into the massive amount of data on Musk's social network. And that gives it a much broader perspective. Imagine being able to analyze a complex topic, not just from academic papers and articles, but also from the real-time discussions and debates happening online. That's the kind of power that Deep Search could unlock. So how do you actually get your hand on this technology? Well, xAI is rolling out Grok 3 with a tiered subscription model. So if you're already an X Premium Plus member, you'll get early access to some of the features. But to really unlock the full potential of Grok 3, including that Big Brain Mode we talked about and Deep Search, you'll need to subscribe to their new Super Grok plan. Now, the official pricing hasn't been released yet, but there have been some leaks suggesting it'll be around $30 a month or $300 a year. And for that price, you'll reportedly get access to all those reasoning capabilities, unlimited deep search queries, and even unlimited image generation. Which sounds like a pretty good deal if you're really into AI or you just need to do a lot of research. But wait, there's more. xAI has some pretty exciting updates planned for the near future. First up, they're adding a voice mode to the Grok app in just a few weeks. This means you'll be able to actually talk to your AI, which could totally revolutionize the way we interact with these systems. I mean, imagine having a back and forth conversation with an AI that can reason, analyze, and give you insightful responses. It's like something out of a science fiction movie, but it's becoming a reality. And then a few weeks after that, they're planning to release an enterprise API. Now, this is a huge deal because it means that businesses will be able to integrate Grug3's capabilities into their own products and services. The potential applications here are just mind-blowing. Think about customer service research content creation. The possibilities are endless. But here's something else that I find really fascinating. xAI is also planning to open source Grug2 in a few months. Now, what does that mean? It means they're making the code publicly available so developers and researchers from all over the world can tinker with it, experiment with it, maybe even build on top of it. This could lead to a massive explosion of innovation in the AI space because now more people will have access to this really powerful technology. But, you know, whenever we talk about AI, especially one as advanced as Grug3, we have to consider the potential downsides, right? There are always those concerns about bias, the potential for misuse. You know, Elon Musk has been really vocal about wanting to create an AI that's unfiltered and unbiased. But is that even possible? And what happens when an AI starts to challenge societal norms? These are some of the questions that we really need to be thinking about as we continue to explore the world of Grug3. So we've been talking about all this amazing potential with Grug3, and it's easy to get caught up in all the excitement, right? But, you know, we got to take a step back and ask some tough questions here. Like, Musk wants Grug to be this totally unfiltered AI, one that's not afraid to push the boundaries. But there's a fine line, you know, between being bold and being reckless. How do we make sure that an AI with this much power is used responsibly? That's a big question, and it's one that a lot of people are trying to figure out right now. And it gets even trickier when you consider that xAI is planned to open source Grug2. That means anyone could get their hands on the code and use it, modify it, build their own versions. Who knows what could happen? What if this technology ends up in the wrong hands? It's something we need to think about. You know, we need to be prepared. So where do we go from here? I think the first step is just to have those open and honest conversations about the implications of AI. We got to talk about the benefits, but also the risks. We need to be really thoughtful about how we develop and use these systems and make sure that human values are always at the forefront. As we wrap up this look at Grug3, I want to leave you with a thought. What kind of future do we want to build with AI? That's a question we all need to ask ourselves because the decisions we make today are going to shape the world we live in tomorrow. That's all for this solo episode, folks. Thanks for tuning in. Stay curious and keep those minds engaged. I'll catch you next time.